The core event is the establishment of holiness requirements for the Israelite community following a breach of priestly protocol. The main characters are the Lord Obion, Moses, Aaron, and his sons Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Set in the context of the newly inaugurated tabernacle worship during the wilderness period, Aaron's sons, Nadab and Abihu, offered unauthorized fire before the Lord, resulting in divine fire consuming them. Moses instructed their removal and commanded Aaron and his remaining sons not to mourn outwardly, to avoid further divine anger. The Lord then commanded Aaron and his sons to abstain from wine when serving in the tent of meeting, to maintain their ability to distinguish between holy and common, and unclean and clean, and to teach the statutes. Moses addressed Aaron and his surviving sons regarding the proper consumption of certain offerings, becoming angry when he discovered the sin offering had been burned instead of eaten. Aaron explained their ritual condition following the deaths, which satisfied Moses. Subsequently, the Lord gave Moses and Aaron detailed dietary and purity laws for all Israelites, categorizing land animals, sea creatures, birds, and swarming things as clean or unclean, based on specific criteria, and outlining procedures for contamination from carcasses. The stated purpose of these laws is consecration, grounded in the Lord's own holiness, and his act of delivering Israel from Egypt. This sequence moves from a specific priestly failure to a broader communal legislation. The death of Nadab and Abihu underscores the seriousness of approaching God, which then frames the extensive laws given to the entire people. These regulations define the practical boundaries for a holy life in covenant relationship, setting Israel apart. The trajectory establishes a foundational principle of holiness required for dwelling with God.